community. Like I had been there in the BBS era, and started with the web and using it and everything, but I was just passive. I was just reading. I wasn't participating. And the more comfortable I got participating in that context, I then basically built up the skill set to attempt to go out into the world and actually interact with my community on a human level. And by that point, I had already been out of high school. I was like 19 when I went to my first 2600 meeting, and then, you know, a few years later, my first HackerCon. And I was so intimidated just because I knew I wasn't the badass that Hollywood was talking about, but although no matter how badly I wanted to go out and meet some of these hacker people that I'd been reading about and interacting with on a limited basis, I still had that image in the back of my own head that, like, are these guys badasses that are gonna, like, treat me like the people in films do? Or I had no idea what I was getting into or what I was dealing with. And it was only interacting with the hacker community, finding my niche in the hacker community, and finding people much like myself, and making some of the best friends I've ever, in fact, most of the best friends I've ever made in my life, that I actually became at all versed in dealing with people in general at all. And I was not any kind of social creature before I started going to 2600 meetings. And you know, now it's part of my mission to try and open them up to as many people, as many new people as possible, and help them find their niche.
There was someone, I won't say his name, but you'll remember him, mm-hmm. from H2K. There was a picture of him out in front, and we took his head out, and we put Alf's head in his place. Do you remember?
Yes, yes, I remember. Yeah. It well.
He went berserk when we asked if we could take his picture.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you would have asked for a live charbroiled puppy in a restaurant, you wouldn't have gotten that kind of reaction.
Yeah.
I mean, he was almost apoplectic.
Mm-hmm.
And we told him, you know, it's not a bad thing, you know, because I think even then we were realizing that, you know, there's something bigger happening here.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, but I guess to him, he still felt like some diseased criminal pervert.
Well, I mean, there are some people. I have some friends who... Okay, to illustrate this, I'll tell a little story. A few friends of mine and I, we went out to a diner late one night. And one of the friends I was with had a coat, and they wanted to hang it up somewhere. They asked the people in the booth next to us if they would mind if they draped it over the back of the booth that we were both sharing. They were on one side and we were on the other. They completely ignored us, so they went ahead and draped it over. For some reason, the person in the other booth took exception to this and decided that the rational way to deal with it, instead of asking them to remove the coat, was to jump up and take a picture of us.
I remember this, and
yes.
Said at the time something like, well, you've, you know, invaded my space, now I'll invade your space, and then took the picture.
The other person's exact words were, I believe, something along the lines of, well, you invaded my space, so I'm going to invade your time.
Okay.
How long ago was this?
This was a...
like a couple of months, like maybe
this was
6 months tops.
This was this winter.
Yeah.
This was this past winter. Now, unfortunately, at least one of the people in the group in my booth happened to be a government employee.
I wouldn't call that unfortunate. It was unfortunate
well,
for the other
unfortunate
person.
Unfortunate for the
party.
Person who took the... who. Decided, instead of being a normal, rational human being, that they would be, an asshole, and try to retaliate by taking pictures of people. So this then led to a bit of a problem, because one of the people in this group is still a government employee who, amongst other things, holds a number of security clearances and has a rather unusual job, the result of which is that they are not allowed to have any picture taken of them without the prior approval of certain government agencies. This then led to a increasingly ridiculous and tense situation where the picture taker finally had to realize that maybe they had done something a bit silly by just jumping up and snapping some photos for no good reason.
The other person in that booth was so embarrassed.
Oh, yes. Well, so particularly when we pointed out that after having consulted with several members of the local attorney general's office, or, sorry, district attorney's office, that the appropriate course of action, if he continued to refuse to comply with our request that he delete the pictures that he had taken and provide us with proof of this, that we would, in fact, be forced to call the police and file a harassment complaint against him. There are some people where that taking a picture of them really is an issue for them. Sometimes legitimately, sometimes out of a simple desire for privacy, and sometimes out of a certain sense of paranoia.
Well, and I mean, even if the member of our party had not been government employee of any sort, you can't just jump up and take pictures of people randomly. If they would like you to remove the picture, they legally have to do so, but it ended up being so, you know, it was just a dumb situation.
It really was.
Well, you know, I think part of it comes from the mentality today of, if you do something to me, I'm going to put you all over the net and smear your name in some ham-handed attempt. Mm-hmm. People think that Twitter is there as a means of getting revenge.
Yeah.
Or they think Facebook is an avenging angel.
Sure.
Well, of some kind.
The issues of bullying and revenge and that sort of thing on Facebook, that you hear about that all the time.
I think about this mentality. You have the audacity to hang your coat, I'll put you up on Facebook, I'll fix you.
Yeah.
Right.
It accomplishes nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
It really doesn't. So just as a bit of advice to anyone who might be listening, who might find them in a position where they think that someone has done something bad to them, just remember, the proper course of action is to attempt to politely and logically address your concerns rather than escalate the situation.
I disagree with you, and I'm going to plaster your face all over Twitter for it.
I disagree with both of you, and I'm going to kick you both in a sensitive area.
Well, that's unfortunate.
I disagree with all of you, and I'm going to put a cap in your asses.
Well, you see, now we've just escalated it to an issue where at least one of us is going to have some very serious problems.
Hey, I've beaten GTA Chinatown Wars, man. I know what to do.
Well, that's good. That's good.
I'll fix you.
Yep. That has definitely trained you for exactly this situation.
Well, for all of you, but especially for Rob, it has to be something from the Warriors.
Well, I only recently played Super Mario, so I'm just going to hold down the B button and run for my damn life.
There you go.
That's, I think, a good idea.
No, the last time you jumped into the brick wall, man, it didn't work out too well.
I saw stars.
Just remember, strafe.
So, you know, taking this story and, you know, your experiences, Gonzo, in previous hopes, do you think there has been a general, like, relaxed, moving towards being more relaxed about your presence online?
Oh, yeah.
Just in general?
Oh, yeah, because I noticed that a lot of people are more comfortable with their real names being out.
Mm.
That's true.
Yeah. You know, whereas, you know, years ago, they would rather have given up their social security number than given up their real name.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's even true. Looking through the program this year, far more people have what at least appears to be their real names associated with their talks, whereas 6 years ago, was it 6 years ago, 4 years, whatever it was, three hopes ago, you would be hard pressed to find anyone aside from our resident law talking guy.
Yeah.
There's a technical term there.
That's interesting. I wonder what we'd find if we... All the old Hope sites are still online. I wonder what we'd find if we ran the list of old talks and just counted up how many used real-seeming names and how many used obvious handles and just checking the balance, but, you know, from con to con.
I think that would be
an
excellent
a good analysis. Social project for somebody.
This is.
Yes.
And I do want to take this moment to remind anyone who is listening that tomorrow night, that is... around 23 hours or so from now, we will be on the air again. Well, on the net again, doing this show. So if anyone really does have the time while they're sitting at home to run this analysis, we'd be very interested to hear your thoughts in the IRC channel, if you can actually get through.
Or do we have an email address? That
do we? No, we don't. We have no email address.
Oh, we have personal one.
Yeah, we're not giving those out.
I guess what they could do is they could contact us through the IRC channel and just leave a message, and we'll probably check our history panel or our dump logs or whatever.
Yeah, if they go on the IRC channel during the show, I mean, today during this past hour, we've basically had two or three people in there. One talking about stuff that we're not talking about, and the other one just asking if we're monitoring. The answer is yes, but yeah.
Hi, Bobcat.
It's called quality control.
We love you, Bobcat.
You are a fantastic drinking buddy.
Amen, brother.
And a very large, hairy man.
But, yeah, if you pop on during the show, I guess tomorrow, let us know what you think.
Yes, that's not a guarantee that we will actually talk about what you say.
They'd probably do that anyway.
And just for the record, the channel for Radio Statler is /radio-statler on irc.2600.net.
Anyone who tells you otherwise is a liar.
A filthy fucking liar.
Hey.
We may be rebroadcast here, and I don't have the capacity for bleeping you out. On the other hand,
there's no cough button.
On the other hand, I do have the capacity to run an EBS test. It is the regularly scheduled
irritable bowel syndrome.
Well, something along those lines.
The important thing to remember here is, since this is the internet, there is no FCC licensing issue, so we don't have to meet their silly little seven words you can't say or any of that.
You guys know of my other gig, and I am really enjoying the freedom of sitting in front of a microphone and saying shit cock.
I thought it was shit fuck piss cunt cocksucker motherfucker and tits, with fart turd and twat thrown in for good measure.
Those two. All
right.
Well, they added those on later, didn't they?
Yeah, that was the extended dance remix.
Yes.
Because
George Carlin's extended dance remixes really are excellent.
They are.
All right.
Just in case anyone really wants to know, try and find some of those for us. I'm sure we would love to hear them.
There's a good one by a guy called DJ Steve Porter, which is called Carlin Step.
I was going to say, they're going to go dubstep with it.
Somebody did, and it's beautiful. I played it on Off the Hook on the anniversary of Carlin's passing. And, yeah.
Well,
it's on YouTube. Check it out.
Very good. Yes, do that.
Sad loss.
Do that. Or, you know, if you are the sensitive type who thinks that the comic book code and the MPAA rating system don't go far enough to stop the filth from reaching your ears, don't do that.
But in that case, you're probably not listening to us anyway.
No, you'd probably be upstairs at the Internet is for Porn discussion at 2200 hours in the dentist room.
No, I think that's
actually about other things.
Those I think,
and there's
most of the filtering actually does also apply there.
Yes.
The only difference there is it's for profit and basically keeping one's nose clean despite one's rear end.
Well, yes, but I don't think
I saw that one.
I think the people who would be taking issue with that probably went to bed sometime around 9 p.m. yesterday.
Alone.
Well, after
or at least in separate beds.
And after taking their evening pills and they've got their hot water bottle.
And having their evening cry.
As the gospel of Lucy and Desi dictates.
And they have to pet the cat.
Oh, absolutely.
Is that what they're calling it now?
Yeah. Well, in some households.
I really hope my parents aren't listening.
I really hope your parents are listening.
If they are, please, you know, they can just text me.
Well, you could always
don't do that.
You could always, you know, use plausible deniability and say it was me.
My parents stopped listening to me long ago, so I'm good.
Well, that's
about
good.
The same time you stopped listening to them, right?
Well, my father has mild Alzheimer's, and he uses web TV still. Think I'm worried?
Oh, he's the one.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
He's the holdout.
Somewhere there's a data center watching, like, one light blink going, come on, I want to go home.
He's the holdout.
Yeah, actually, that leads to another topic we could discuss. My grandfather, who's getting on in years, and also has increasingly severe Alzheimer's and other types of dementia that are, well, they are not exactly uncommon in people of his age, has been for quite a while a subscriber of XM Satellite Radio until a recent renovation to his hospital facility started blocking the satellite signals necessary for his radio to work. So we had a bit of a mad scramble to find out another solution for him to get some of the music that helped him, well, kept him happy and helped him sort of stay connected to things around him. And we ended up having to settling on a small Android-based tablet and Pandora radio, which, from the last I heard, is working out quite nicely. No one else has comments to follow that with? Okay.
Well, my father has a monster collection of records and CDs. It's big band all the time.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah.
That's good.
And he has a Bose.
Oh, yeah.
I would just like to go off on a side note for a minute and assure the people on IRC that, of course, there are no feds on 2600Net. Because it's 2600Net. Only 2600 people are on there. The feds are all on irc.fbi.gov.
Yep.
That's where they talk to each other.
Yes, that's because they cannot find out where to get the 2600 membership cards. We keep that very, very secret.
Nobody's told them where our server is. We would appreciate it if you kept it quiet.
Well, except for the one FCC member who is insisting that we do our weekly EBS test. So, ladies and gentlemen, would you please stand by for an EBS test?
Cover your ears.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is only a test. This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with the FCC and other authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed. In the event of an emergency, you would have been instructed where to tune in your area for news and official information. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Well, and we are back. Thank you for
well,
that.
Well, we are obligated to at least operate in the public service.
Yes.
In the event of emergency, the internet will be shut down, of course.
Oh, of course.
There you go.
We had an emergency here earlier before.
Did we?
Yeah, someone found out that the Dunkin' Donuts across the street in Penn Station closes at about 10 or 11.
Oh, yes, God.
And the bagel shop closes down the block at about 7 p.m.
Oh, no.
There was a riot of the local police.
So that's what the pitchfork
National Guard
the torches
had to
were for.
Out.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah. I did just want to say that I think really a lot of the idea behind both this station and this conference is much like Vail's promise with the old Bell system. Or also NYU's rather poorly thought out slogan. One system, one policy, private company in the public interest. Take from that what you will.
All for one and one for all.
Really?
And three for a dollar.
There we go. What about a baker's dozen? What can you do that for?
You could call 10-10-321 instead of just collect.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Well, it's six of one, half dozen of the other. Doesn't really matter.
And seven of nine.
Yes. Or you can try 1-800-444-4444.
Isn't that Carmel?
No, that's, I believe that's MCI's ANAC.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a favorite because it was always easy to remember.
Yeah, the one problem with it is it doesn't really work too well, depending on whether or not you're behind a PBX.
Mm-hmm. ANAX.
Oh, yes.
10-10-ATT-0 was always fun, too.
Oh, yeah. By the way, if anyone is listening and can get us the 212 and the 718 ANAC codes, that would be fantastic.
Too.
Sure, some loop numbers would be fun. Well, yes, Bobcat, behind a PBX you do get trunks eventually, but the outward-facing number is not necessarily the same as your direct inward dial number.
I'd like to say a quick hello to the humans on IRC. At least we're assuming they're humans.
Well, I'm pretty sure Bobcat is human.
Don't let him hear you say that. Smile while you call him that.
He might be a human, or he might be an extremely advanced ELISA program with good speech recognition.
Why do you think he's an ELISA program with good speech recognition?
Well, because he acknowledges that he's a robot.
Oh, so he acknowledges that he's a robot?
He does.
It seems that you are mimicking the speech patterns of a very intelligent machine there.
We were discussing you, not me.
No, I think he's a machine. He's failed. You don't pass a Turing test, I'm sorry. Actually, neither do we, for that matter. It's amazing how many people will actually... How many human beings will fail a Turing test?
I'm half Eliza on my mother's side.
Well. And the other half is Emacs psychiatrist explaining why you have two mothers.
Why do you want to eat you medicine?
Well, we need more inputs anyway, so folks on IRC, gather a buddy, jump into somebody else's chat room, shout, hey, crazy stuff is happening here, because we could use the feedback, and it's been a slow, very slow start to this hope.
It has.
You know, I noticed that too. Seems
but
like
what
no
is in
here.
Denmark? But what is in Denmark?
Harley Mann.
Ah, yes.
Harley Mann is in Denmark.
Welcome from Denmark, or in Denmark, whatever.
Well, we have greetings worldwide. Do we actually have stats on how many listeners we have at this moment?
Two.
Check the screen
we
over
just
there.
Have two.
No, 17 viewers, but I don't think that counts because we're a radio program.
We're a radio station with the video stream.
There's 17 people watching our stream. I don't know if that counts, people just listening to the audio.
All right.
Yeah, I'm a bit worried about the fact that we might have just 17 very quiet voyeurs.
But if there are 17 people looking at our
we probably
faces,
know
how bored
16
is
of them.
Longest
well, out of up. Out of some, what, 6, 9 billion people, what is it now?
We currently have approximately 6.6 thousand million people. I won't say billion because then we have that confusion about million, billion, trillion.
Millard?
I wouldn't do milliard. I'm not that old.
Bi-million?
Whole lot of lumps.
Sure.
10 to the 9th?
Yeah. That we could do, yeah. So 6.6 millard. Mm-hmm. Does no one else use archaic measurements? Because, frankly, I get 10 rods to the hogshead, and that's the way I like it.
All right.
But the important thing is you had an onion tied on your belt, which was the style at the time.
Indeed.
When I was your age, we didn't have measurements. We sort of just said, from here to there.
2,000 miles?
There was over the horizon.
2,000 miles in this day and age? I don't even know where I live now. Anyway, so I have no frame of reference. Has this hope been really quiet so far?
Well, usually, last hope, or the hope previous, was quite noisy. Those of you who...
Well, I've heard the evidence.
Those of you who may have recordings from the Hope Archives. Do we still have the Hope Archives up? Sorry, the Radio Statler Archives from last year?
I don't know what happened to the Radio Statler
Archives. I think I'll have to put them back online.
From what I've been able to find, the official and easy to find and search Radio Statler Archive program only really kind of got one show edited and cleaned up and posted. And then it just kind of stopped. So what is still possible, as far as I can tell, I did check this maybe a month or two ago, is that there is an archive of the raw streams that is available on the radio.hope.net's site. That just isn't really searchable.
I think it's in the custody of a 12-year-old named Leonard.
That it could be. If Leonard is around, if his parents have let him stay up this late, he should, wave high to the nice people.
Yeah, but he lost it. It's in the back of a drawer behind his card captors.
Ah, yes. That will happen with 12-year-olds. That's why most data centers don't use 12-year-olds as their offsite backup system.
who'd
An important thunk? Lesson for Amazon.
Well, there's a lot going on later today. There's supposed to be a lot of parties, and on my floor, the parties haven't really stopped.
Well, that's good. I have to admit, I have barely moved from the 18th floor for most of the conference so far, which the fact that I have moved from the 18th floor is, or that I've even been to the 18th floor, actually is a drastic improvement over 2 years ago. But
keep
still.
You landing yourself with these jobs.
I do.
When are you going to learn never to volunteer?
Why don't
What do you mean volunteer?
Why don't you explain to our listeners what you spent last con doing?
Okay. Last con, for the people who didn't attend or didn't see me, I arrived at about 10 a.m. Friday morning, all set to get my badge, get in there, take a quick look around at the vendor tables, and get to the first talk that I wanted to attend at noon that day. I'd been there for maybe 10 minutes when one of the conference staff, who is also a regular attendee of the local 2600 meetings, saw me and said, "Oh, thank God you're here. We really need your help because you are like one of the only people that I've seen so far that I know and that is fairly responsible. Can you please watch the Club Mate table for me? Just for a few minutes, maybe an hour. Because none of the volunteers have shown up." Sometime around late morning Sunday.
Yeah, 2 days later.
2 days later, I managed to get away long enough to let the volunteer coordinator know that not only have I... still not gotten my relief from Friday morning, but I may have developed hypothermia.
I will reiterate that he was there for the 3 days straight through, no breaks, no sleeping.
Well, yeah. It was the Club Mate table.
Yes.
There's that too.
And people have become fairly addicted to this, well, I'm going to keep my opinion to myself, so I will call it a liquid.
Well, it's definitely a liquid.
Right.
I think even the most obstinate creationist can agree that it is, in fact, a liquid.
I was going to try it earlier, but then I went to Starbucks.
Bobcat chimes in over IRC. Our Club Mate salesman, thank God he was there.
Oh, indeed.
It's a big bottle of stuff.
It is. And you would be amazed how many people would go into withdrawal if we did not have our dedicated Club Mate sales force here.
Man, you could it would be armed insurrection.
About as many people who are leaving empties all over the place. I mean, this is a hotel after all, and one would think that we would like to give the good appearance to the fellow visitors and tourists to the city who are in the hotel.
It looks like Keith Moon's house out there.
Oh, God. Exactly.
Yeah, seriously, guys, clean up after yourselves.
Yeah, I will point out to all of the Club Mate aficionados, both of the Club Mate sales outposts in the conference do have empty cases that are set aside specifically for collecting empty Club Mate bottles. So if you have one and you happen to be walking past, you can usually just hand it over to them or just leave it on the table next to them, and they will collect it as soon as the rush of customers is over.
You can be a slob in your own home, but please, guys.
Now, if that fails, there are plenty of trash receptacles around, and I'm sure it really would help our the conference's relations with the hotel to keep things relatively clean.
And speaking as a member of conference staff, I'm already tired of picking those bottles up.
That's, is that why you're now throwing them off the roof?
that might have something to do
you
with it.
You can't prove that was me, because I was wearing a mask.
But we can Photoshop it. Sorry, Gimp. I keep forgetting which crowd I'm talking to.
Really? No. Wait, is Cable Flame doing her talk?
No.
Oh?
No.
Really? Well, then we have a unless wild Gimp contingent running around somewhere. Normally she keeps them all penned up. Yeah, we rely on her for that service.
I don't think she brought any in her luggage this time.
Oh, well, that does probably help cut down on the resident population there.
It'll be anarchy.
It would be. And, I mean, I'm sure once people realize that Cable Flame is not doing her now traditional talk on...
She's not?
No, she's not.
Apparently.
I would reiterate that if you enjoyed Cable Flame's talks in the past, she is at the conference this year. So, you know, if you see her running by, just say hi and tell her you enjoyed them.
And in the very worst case scenario, if nobody comes here to relieve us, then I will have to play probably excerpts from her lecture, I think, 4 years ago. Because I don't know who's on after us.
Well, nobody's on after us, but I am... leaving the engineering table at 4 o'clock.
I've
been up and running since early.
Eventually, all things will come to an end.
Yes.
In the fullness of time.
The fullness of time is about 26 minutes from now.
Well, is it?
Yes.
Fortunately, we are prepared, just in case.
Netkiller, if you are at the conference, either stop by the Club Mate table across from the security desk on the mezzanine level, or once things open up again, the 18th floor, either at or across from the 2600 vendor table.
There is also winter-flavored Club Mate this time around.
Although I will say that is in short supply, particularly on the 18th floor.
What's the difference?
The winter edition.
One of them is refrigerated. Ooh.
Oh, no, both of them are refrigerated. Yeah. The winter edition includes mulling spices for flavor.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got like a little something cinnamon-y.
Does it help?
Oh, yes. It's a bit of cinnamon, cloves, and I believe a bit of lemon.
In other words, it tastes nothing like mate.
Crack.
Well, of course, but that's a core ingredient.
We'll sell out.
And bath salts.
Yep.
Bath salts.
Bath salts, crack, and LSD.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, remind me to use that as an excuse the next time I go berserk.
We'll do.
Well, if we see you naked and chewing on some guy's face...
Oh, no, that's normal.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yes. Right, it turns out that's actually perfectly normal behavior for Miami residents.
Florida, they're turning into zombies.
Wait.
They aren't?
could Disney have put in stakes anywhere else?
I think so. I mean, we are due for the apocalypse later this year, aren't we? I mean, we were due for one earlier last year, I believe in May, and now we have this one to look forward to. Has anybody planned an apocalypse party for 2038 during the Unix 32-bit rollover?
I don't even know what I'm having for breakfast tomorrow.
It is tomorrow.
McDonald's.
2038 is a bit long range for us right now.
Well, that makes it a much better party.
Bobcat, all of the times listed on the radio.hope.net schedule are, to the best of my knowledge...
They are Eastern Daylight Savings Time.
Yes.
That's UTC minus four.
That's Zulu time for the broadcast.
Because New Yorkers are self-centered and can't be bothered to convert.
It's Eastern nighttime.
It should be currently, let's see, six.
It's Eastern bedtime.
Wait, no, we're not.
Eastern bedtime. Like that.
We are not. You can very easily get a world clock.
I hear Redbox tones.
Yes, I've been hearing it for a while now. I think
we should
just
get more of those.
It sounded like somebody was getting their ass beat out there before it though.
Well, then there were the segues.
Well, the segues are always being used, usually by the drunken people.
And when
we call them security staff.
Well, one had a very good reason to actually drink himself into oblivion. But as for the rest, I think it's just traditional at this point. We've had no reason whatsoever. Can I get my quarter back?
No.
Sure.
Hey, here's
another one.
My quarter.
Yeah, here's another one just because I like you.
Ooh, bicentennial.
Very nice. And don't forget, your friendly neighborhood operator is always there to help. With a smile in her voice.
And a spring in her step.
Are they allowed to step now?
And horn rims on her glasses.
Oh, indeed. Like, what? Who let these animals in here?
I don't bring them in.
That this is how far we have fallen. We're now hosting a small zoo that also seems to be depositing coins in a payphone.
I don't work with animals. That was in my contract.
It sounds like somebody in the background is playing with feedback again.
No, it sounds like someone's just sort of playing the Hackers soundtrack from 1997.
Oh, God, that old thing?
Don't complain. It's a classic that we can mock openly.
You can mock. I need the airbag. You know, the kind you vomited?
Well, thank you for clarifying that. that was truly necessary.
As opposed to the big, puffy, cushiony pillow thing that you're supposed to get in a car.
Or the sack that you usually wear over your face when you travel.
No, that's only your side pocket. He's been good this year.
He has been very good this year.
Side pocket relieved me when I needed to get away from emceeing to come start doing Radio Statler, so...
Well, what do you mean by relieved?
I mean, I was very relieved to see him.
That really did not clarify things.
I'll just draw a veil now.
Yes, there we go. We'll be right back.
We watch the show. We watch the stars.
Queen's Radio Gaga for your listening pleasure. And we are back talking about whatever the hell comes to mind. Because we have no plans whatsoever.
Well, we're going to go to bed in a little bit.
That's a plan, but that's not a plan for a radio show, no, is it?
Sure, I got a code that comes with two pair of plans.
Well, the contract specifically states the party of the first part, the party of the second part.
Why can't the first part of the second party be the second part of the first party? Well, Denny, you got something.
Well, sure, but that's in violation of the sanity clause.
You know, kind of fool of me. There ain't no sanity clause.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think you're doing better as Harpo.
I still think we have to get him to start talking like Jack Benny.
I think we do.
I've had quite enough of Jack Benny.
Or if not, he's going to walk around doing this.
I'm thinking it over.
Are you now? Well, goodbye.
And good luck. Oh, wait, wrong guy.
No,
I didn't expect that one.
Alright, so what should I make sure to hit tomorrow?
That's a good question.
Social engineering's tomorrow.
Social engineering is always an excellent talk.
Right.
Always a good time. And... yeah. All right. Someone fill in for a bit. Someone say something.
Well, you know something I've wondered. Why haven't...
I think that we were talking about and the people were saying
why haven't we extended
Statler
further than just the conferences? Why hasn't it been a monthly thing or something like that?
I believe it's the laziness. Despite how simple this sounds, it sounds like just a couple of people... you know, talking into a microphone. The actual cabling, just the cabling itself, is a godforsaken nightmare.
And we're all actually balancing on unicycles at the moment, which power the apparatus.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm on a Segway. Don't tell him.
Yeah. I mean, those of you can't see on the webcam because you're only getting us like from the elbows up. But
right.
It's really hard to keep this balance.
Besides, it's also really an analog, is, you know.
And the floor is covered in hamsters, which we're trying not to squash.
Sure. Well, we can't squash them. There are power
sports. We have to give full credit to the guys on the other side of the wall who are fighting a horde of armored bears.
Yes.
Riding large Russian men.
Yeah, I never knew lock picking was so, you know, vigorous.
Oh, it is. It is. You know, all of these Segway riding clowns, they really are essential to the whole process.
That's right.
Wow.
And now we've run out of things again.
Are you getting sick over there, Matt? What's going on?
Oh, he's just crashing.
Oh.
Yep. So let's just do a bit of a preview about a few randomly selected things that are going on at the conference tomorrow.
Well, go ahead.
We have the ever popular Spy Improv starting at about midnight. That's Robert Steele's Q&A session, which I believe a couple of years ago he set what we believe to be a record for Q&A session length at, I believe it was 8 hours and 1 minute.
Yeah.
Actually,
I think it's still going on. He just hasn't stopped.
That would explain why he's still in that room.
He's still talking, too.
Yes, I think a few generations of children have actually been conceived and born in that room.
That's why they haven't turned down the hotel. Like, they couldn't get him out of there.
Exactly.
If you need his advice to get that going on, then I just don't know if that's the venue for
it. No, the people who started attending it a couple of years ago haven't been able to stop.
Right.
Because he won't let them leave.
There will one day be lemon-soaked paper napkins for them.
One day.
Well, we also have for tomorrow a 2-hour lecture on patents.
Yes.
That may be of interest to you hackers who actually understand that money is good.
Patents, how to get them and how to beat them.
Followed by the weather is not boring. It never is it?
Well, no. And that's followed by, for your history interested hackers, the original World War II hackers.
We also have the Geeks in Depression.
Yes, we do.
Only if they carry apple seeds.
For the would-be network engineers at, I believe, 8 o'clock tomorrow night, we have IPv6 Now. What does this mean?
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I won't be able to see that one. I'll be taking a bite out of logs with Sagan.
Mm.
Yeah, I was going to say, the World War II hackers seem to be competing with combat robots then and now.
Oh, that's a tricky one.
Yeah.
That's a very difficult decision.
I wonder if we can get combat robots that can hack then and now.
Well, that would be quite a thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, your challenge for next hope, or the hope after next. No, wait a minute.
This is the hope after next.
The challenge for the hope that is coming after this one, but isn't the previous one, is build a combat robot capable of time travel and intelligent hacking. Then send it back to World War II.
And then kill its grandfather.
Yes. Don't forget to do that. That's very important.
Stomp on a
butterfly
while you're
there. Put a little old person inside.
That's essential to the process. It has to kill its own grandfather. And then become its own grandfather. And then kill its own grandfather again.
So that's infinite suicide.
Eventually, after it kills enough grandparents.
That's the name of my punk band.
Infinite suicide?
Yes.
I do want to clarify, just to make sure that everyone listening understands, we are not, in fact, advocating grandparent homicide. That is in no way something that we advocate. Except when we do.
We do, however, advocate a responsible time travel.
On the other hand, if you do happen to run somebody over while you're getting to 88 miles per hour, I think that's a completely different story. Gesundheit.
Well, yes. You really can't be held responsible for what happens when you are attempting time travel.
You shouldn't be out in the world.
It's only once you've achieved time travel. It's only once you've achieved time travel that you are allowed to be truly reckless. Until then, you just have to keep running away from all responsibility. Or are we supposed to be taking the opposite stance?
Well, that depends on how hot you find the teenage version of your mom.
Well, that's just...
What goes on at your house?
I think we all know now. And quite frankly, it's disturbing, although
that's
it does explain the monster truck in the driveway.
See, that's why he never invites us over.
Speaking of all that, it was pointed out to me that, what was it, yesterday was actually the date that Marty McFly went to the future.
Wrong. Oh. That was a hoax. That was a Photoshop.
Oh, was it? Okay.
I thought that was
yeah. It delighted
yeah, it was
me
in
anyway.
October.
I was like,
yeah.
Hmm.
And for some reason, that hoax came about a few years ago, and it just won't go away.
Well, I think what that means now is that we actually need to time travel to October so that statement can be correct.
Or into
going
the
to
past
find the Photoshopper of that hoax and make sure his parents never meet.
Uh-oh.
We are under attack.
The bears
are
getting
like
loose.
Actively.
The bears are getting loose.
No, I think it's security. They've come out of their stupor.
A bunch of gamers are wall hacking out there.
Oh, no. Sobriety.
So I'm going to repeat, the bears are attacking.
Duh, bears.
They do this sometimes. We need to toss them some beers or something to keep them docile.
Duh, beers.
Yes.
If we're going to talk about the beers, I'll perk up.
So, one final question.
That's
a
bit out of my price range.
I asked this one. What's everybody drinking?
Club Mate.
Nothing at the moment.
And
it makes
water.
Me sad.
Hi.
Nothing and everything. I mean nothing.
Japanese yogurt drink.
Japanese yogurt drink.
It's darling. It has little
yogurt
strawberries
drink.
On it.
Is that a
the
beverage
midnight
for
snack
yogurt?
Of champions.
Hold it up to the webcam.
Indeed.
Let them see.
Let everyone see that. No,
the
other
wrong way. There we go. There
yes.
it is.
Yes. The glory that is your pink bottle of Japanese yogurt drink.
It looks like watery Pepto.
Yeah.
I think that
that's
embodies,
a lovely image for everyone out there.
I think that embodies what we were trying to achieve with this radio program, and I think it's a good note to sort to wind down on.
Yes,
yeah,
I
we're
think
about
so.
Done.
Well, come on, do something here.
We might as well start off a little early. Thanks for the heads up.
Hi.
You know what? That would have been nice, but we decided, screw you.
Oh, charming. This is how they repay me, huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it
that's
is.
Right.
All
right.
We're testing
only
you.
First hour, sudden
care.
But inevitable betrayal.
May I calmly and respectfully request that you bite me?
Chomp.
Well,
now
that we've gotten that
night,
out of the way...
Rob C. Firefly.
Until tomorrow night, this is Night Owl.
This is Gonzo.
This is Rob T. Firefly.
This is Psychic.
And this is New York.
And we are signing off or something. Are we?